This is James Sagerton, chair of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. We are having our regular meeting Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. Mr. Secretary, will you call the roll?
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams. Nick Arena.
Here.
Teresa J. Allen.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
On the call.
R. Paul Martin here. James Sagerton.
Here.
Anita Sims.
Here.
Nancy Sorden. Polina Vasilyev.
Presente.
Okay, that's nine, and that's quorum.
Nancy Sorden here.
Oh, Nancy, you're here?
I'm here, sorry. I just stepped away for a second.
Okay, so that's 10, and that's a quorum. Mr. Chair.
Yeah, I was just trying to do some math in my head. I thought this committee had 20 people.
No, 11.
Oh, 11?
11.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, okay, got it. Very good. That's more than a quorum. All right. Now we have the agenda. Has everybody seen the agenda?
No. When was it sent?
I should read it for the stream.
When
Mr. Secretary, would you like to read it?
Mr. Chair, when was the agenda sent?
Okay.
Oh, it was sent earlier today, about a couple of hours ago. It should be in your email. Let me see if I can see. Initially sent 3 hours ago at 5:47 p.m. Eastern time.
Dwayne is not on the NFC list yet.
Ah, yes. That's right.
Okay, so let me read the I move we approve the following agenda. 1, convene meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. 2, roll call. 3, approve agenda. 4, minutes approval, 5 minutes. 5, Executive Director Lydia Brazan report, 15 minutes if available. 6, ICFO Anita Sims report, 15 minutes. 7, use of common procedures, chart of accounts, MAS 500, access for NETA to all Pacifica accounts, 15 minutes. 8, budgets, 15 minutes. 9, central services formula, 15 minutes. 10, referred motion from PNB on sideband revenues, 10 minutes. 11, new business, and finally adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern time.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. This agenda has been moved. I'll ask first, is there any objection? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Let's go to approving the minutes. Are there any minutes for approval, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, there are. The minutes of the June 9th meeting were sent out yesterday, so I move to approve the minutes of the June 9th meeting.
Does that require a second?
Committees do not require seconds for motions.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the minutes are approved, subject to future correction. And I believe Lydia Brazan is not with us, so we'll put off her report in case she comes later.
Mr. Chair, I would like opportunity for personal privilege.
Yes, Dwayne, go ahead.
This is a question to R. Paul. Since for the third time, I sent and responded to your request to be added. I believe that was sent on 5:47 yesterday. Could you confirm you received it?
Yes. Can you confirm that you received what I replied?
No, I did not receive it.
Oh, well.
I'm looking at it now. The only thing I got is, well, yes, today at 12:28, no request is showing up. So, obviously, something seriously going down, because if you're telling me to respond to that email and I'm turning around replying and putting in the subject line, what you tell me to put in it, and you're saying you're not receiving it, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me since I'm responding to your email.
Well, let's see if I've gotten your email again. Let me look for that. Let's see. Throw that in, and no, the last thing I have from you is, it's in there somewhere. I've got so many emails today. Last thing I have from you is yesterday at 6:47 p.m. Eastern, and you said, I did it again, and I replied to that. And I think you just, did you just say you got that from me?
Yes, I'm looking at it now. I'm looking at it.
That out
your response.
At,
six, my time, 6:22, it looks like. 6:22, my time, I guess.
Different. Anyway, at 1:28 p.m. this afternoon, Eastern Time, I sent your reply, and I sent a copy to the NFC mailing list, and basically try writing to that again and put a carbon copy to me so that I could see what you're sending and maybe even get an idea of what's going back, because the process does work.
Well, Mr. Chair, what I'm going to ask, because this will be the fourth time we've gone back and forth with this, when you sent out the agenda, will you copy my email? Because this is just a little too much for me. Is it too much trouble for you to copy me on the agenda or any other information that you sent out? Mr. Chair, that is to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were still speaking to the secretary.
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
Too much trouble for you to copy me on any communications with this committee, because I've done what I could do, and I really don't want to have to go back and forth with that.
All right. I would prefer to have you gentlemen work it out. I can copy you.
I keep doing what he's asking me to do. I think I'm reasonably literate. I wouldn't say I'm that literate when it comes to technology or emails or email groups, but I've never had a problem getting an email, and I've never had a problem setting up with a group before, but I'm having problems here. So until we get it worked out, will you copy me when you send something out?
I can commit to doing that, and I would just suggest that I believe the secretary suggested an additional alternative here, which was for you to copy him on what you were sending. That would perhaps produce a result this time that it didn't last time. Arpal, do you want to explain that again?
No, yes. I don't have a problem. Maybe me and him can get together off.
Yeah,
we can go on with the meeting, and we can get together off meeting. So
I think that would be good.
I think the thing is what I outlined in the email. Just go and send apply for the membership again, but this time besides, and put subscribe in the subject line. And this time, don't just send it to the Yahoo address. Send it to me as a copy. CC me on that so I can see exactly what's going out, okay?
Yeah, I heard you. Okay.
All right, and Dwayne, I will speak to you after the meeting and see if you received the financials and the, I guess you didn't get the agenda. We'll see if you got the financials that were sent out.
I didn't get anything because I'm not on the list.
Very good. Okay.
And this is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
I just sent Dwayne the agenda. I forwarded it to him. But that shouldn't
be. Oh, lovely.
Obviously. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And this is Teresa. I still have not received. I've refreshed several times, and since we spoke before the meeting started, I still have not received the agenda or the spreadsheets myself.
I forwarded it to you. Let's see.
I did also.
I forwarded it to you 17 minutes ago.
Okay.
Did
well,
you forward
I'm refreshing.
It to me?
I will look again. Thank you.
Okay.
So I still don't have the financials either.
I'll send them to you, Dwayne.
Okay.
Dwayne, I just forwarded you the agenda, Dwayne. Yes, Mr. Secretary.
I move to postpone item 5, Executive Director Lydia Prezan report.
Yes, and I'd just like to report that the reason I put it, if available, I reached out to her a couple of times today, and she did not get back to me, so I thought she might not be available. I don't know if anyone noticed in my announcement at the top of the agenda, the PPP money became available today. She might have been involved in dealing with that situation. Perhaps we'll hear more about that from Anita.
That makes sense.
All right. So we had our poll move to postpone or to skip our poll number 5?
Postpone. Just postpone the executive postpone. Director of the Prezan report.
Very good. Is there any objection? Hearing none, I think we can go on to number 6, which is our report from our ICFO, Anita Sims.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to just say briefly, we do have May's financials, but I am not prepared to present them. I'm running a few days behind, so I'd like to discuss them on our next call. But I would like to talk a little bit about us starting to work with staff on building some budgets. I understand there has not been any available or for about 3 or 4 years. It may be use a common template, if you will, that we can use across all the stations for the ease of importing that into any type of software, accounting software that we would bring them into. That would be the desired effect for us to get started. We would do that. Along, we'd like to review the chart of accounts because I think there's a lot of duplication or a different description of the name and maybe standardize that across all the stations. Develop and share prior to implementation of some common procedures for all the stations as far as it relates to accounting practices. Again, all of us should be aware of our timeline for month-end close, the process during the month, what you would send to us, the stations, and also for us to gain access to view for the purpose of tracking cash. Cash flow is an overall unit, if you will, and also to be able to develop some good cash flow analysis that we can perhaps start reviewing from time to time. I believe that is all that I had, and I would like to comment one more. We don't have a current balance sheet, and we will not be able to have that until we get current with the audit. I did check with George. He said that the auditors have response. We did have changes to them. What they're waiting for now is for Lydia to comment on the going concern that they have shared with her.
Okay.
On the PPP money, according to what I know, the funds will be available in the account, or RER, really. The next step was really that Lydia authorized us to transfer some money into Pacifica's, the national account, in order to help with payroll and such. So, and that would be, funds would be available, are available now, but we would transfer those over to the regular operating account at the national level. And then, of course, the distribution of those funds, which I'm sure Lydia and Tamara have been working with that. And again, all that should be done by Friday. And also the request of the funds that would be drawn down from that account. Any questions?
Yes, this is the chair. I have some questions, but I'll ask if anyone else has any first.
This is Sharon for the STAC, and yes, I'm on the call. Made it.
Fred for the
Thank
STAC.
You, Sharon. Go ahead.
Yes.
I heard Sharon and then Fred.
Correct.
Thanks. Thanks, Anita. And I just had a question. Such good news to hear that the PPP money was distributed and already available. That's really good to hear. And I was just curious how the money is, I mean, I guess we're on the NFC, so we should perhaps discuss what is the priority for paying expenses with the money that is now in the account? How is that being determined?
That is a question probably I would prefer that you ask, Lydia. I know that Tamara has provided the outstanding from the national office. Obviously, my understanding is that those funds are also to help defray shortfalls for payroll also with the other stations. But I can't answer your question. I really don't know the answer. Obviously, as NETA is a vendor, as all of you know, I'm sure we will also get paid something.
Oh, I'm very happy to hear that. Okay, well, I guess that will be a question for Lydia when or if she gets on the call. So thank you, Anita.
Thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
Well, Lena,
is that it, Sharon? Are you done, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, Paulina, Fred is next, and then you.
And then Dwayne.
And then Dwayne.
Okay, Anita, I have similar questions to Sharon's, and that is, now that we've got the PPP money, in case of my station, KPFK, the money that we were getting in the last couple of months has all been going for payroll. So I'm assuming if we get a transfer of PPP money, that will essentially, the money was supposed to pay payroll, but now it will be used to pay our central services and other expenses. That won't cause any problems with getting the loan written off at the end of the pay period, will it?
Well, my understanding, keep in mind, we have other clients that have received funds like this, and we're tracking it as we will for Pacifica. If they take the extension instead of 8 weeks going 24 weeks, then obviously the use of the funds or 60% of it has to be for payroll. So any that is used, obviously there's other related costs there that are allowable, like for 401k or 403b. The employer portion of it would be, if any, would be allowed. Taxes or health insurance, anything like that. The other percentage that remains is essentially for some interest, not principal, but interest, again, but the dollar amount that you want to maintain it for as long as possible is for payroll, because that is going to be the amount that will be forgiven, or from everything that we've heard of. Again, the 60-40 split, if you will.
I was
Did that answer?
I think that partially answered my question. What I'm trying to say is that we already spent the money on payroll, and can we use this to replace the payroll money that we spent so that we can pay other expenses that we owe, such as central services, which would help get you guys paid?
So the answer would be yes, then.
Okay, thank you.
You can use it for back payroll.
Well, you have to be able to use it going forward, is my understanding. In other words, you can, for this up-and-coming payroll at the for the 30th, you could use it for that payroll run. The funds were actually, my understanding, available about a week ago. So the federal government looks at when the funds hit the bank, not when you start to take distribution of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you done, Fred?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, Dwayne.
No, it's Paulina.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Paulina.
Thank you. Anita, you sent us recently on, let me see what date it was, on June 10th, you sent budget templates for 4 out of 5 stations for everybody except for KPFT. And I'm looking at the KPFK budget template, and just very generally, I know this is not the time perhaps to get into the details, I don't know, but I see that fiscal year 19 is missing from the template. Is there any reason for that?
We probably did not have the information. Someone else had asked that also, and I do remember asking Tamara. But we can go ahead since then, do have some numbers. Obviously, the actual numbers that can go in there for 2019. I would, I would discard that for now or put it aside until we can retool on that as soon as we start working on budget. What I thought was important for us to start working was on current budget over 2021.
Mm-hmm. Right. But just to follow up really quickly, you know, we, in order to make a balanced 2020 budget, we would have to have the 19 numbers, right? So I'm just wondering. And then the other thing that I wanted to understand is for the budget in general, under what category, what number would our payment to NETA go? What's the GL code?
I don't remember the GL code, but if you look in the current financial main in accounting, is the word under the national
office. Okay, you're right, because it's a national service. Okay, sure. All right, fine.
Sure.
So thank you. That's all I have for now.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to make a comment and maybe add to Fred's question to Anita. I've spent an inordinate amount of time on learning the PPP and the EIDL loan given for my business as well as assisting others. And I think we should make it very clear that the law changed with the President and the Senate and the Congress changing the formula. And, in fact, there's a little more money that can be available to be used for other than payroll, but it is stipulated. It's not a 60-40 anymore. However, I think it's important for us to understand that that money is restricted, meaning that it was given and it is issued to help entities with their payroll primarily, to keep folk on the books. And when you take 24 months, what that simply means is that you're messing with your forgiveness if you're forced, as we may likely be, because that money doesn't pay folk for 24 months. And if you stretch it out and you lay folk off, then you're going to lose your forgiveness. In addition to the other items that you can spend the money on, it's quite restricted. I believe it's limited to about 3 or 4 things, including what Anita said, which could be interest on a credit card, not long-term debt. Make that very clear. You cannot pay off a loan. You cannot pay off a long-term debt, but you can pay debt servicing that otherwise would have needed to be paid during that period. But I think more significantly, since it is a limited amount of money, and I think Fred was asking, could they be reimbursed? I think that would not be appropriate, but I think it will free up monies that you would have to pay. So it'll wash one hand and the other, but you can't go out and use the money to fix your building or any other things that you would needed to do. You're going to specifically have to stick primarily with payroll, then things that are associated with payroll, like Anita said, with back pay on retirement accounts, 401 accounts, insurance, et cetera. But we ought to keep in mind that once you, if you elect to go past that 2-month window and you go 12 months or 24 months and you lay off somebody, you're going to lose, well, it's a formula. I think it may be 20%, but you're going to lose your right to have that forgiven as a loan. So we need to be very, very, very careful and understand it better by and by.
And I agree with you, sir. It almost has changed daily. We're working with a CPA firm that also has been assisting us and some of our clients, but we know that there has been a lot of changes, and that's why we created a spreadsheet that we can track it, because obviously we want to make sure that the formula is correct and that it's only used for that purpose, for payroll primarily.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Are you done, Dwayne?
Well, if we get to the EIDL loan, I'll have comments on that, but go ahead with Chris.
Chris, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to reiterate what Dwayne said. Yeah, it will definitely impact our forgiveness if we disproportionately or even to a lesser degree pay off other obligations as opposed to just using this for payroll. It was primarily used as a support structure to prop up employment in the United States, and that was its original intention. And so all the forgiveness, as far as I know, all the forgiveness that's associated with it is associated with payroll. Now, that having been said, if we use this money for payroll, it will free up that money that we would normally have used for payroll for other purposes. So there's going to be some benefit to the entire organization as a result of that, but it'll trickle out instead of it coming as just one huge slug to whatever purpose that anybody is imagining it be used for right now. So that was about all I wanted to say on that. I did want to add one thing, and that's that due to the timing of the May financials, namely that they hit my inbox almost exactly as I was sending out the email earlier today, I think I would like the NFC just to disregard the analysis. Although I will mention this, the motion that was passed at the PNB level requires portions of the enterprise that are running at a shortfall to provide a list of cuts back to the PNB within 1 week of discovering that they're in a position of shortfall. So that's going to affect several stations, but it looks like it might not be all five because of the way the funding came in from. So I'd rather that the NFC just discards that analysis that I provided for now, but with this caveat, and that's that it's going to affect more than one station. You know, I know that KPFK might be the largest leader right now, but there are other stations that are in the red right now, and that motion that was passed by the PMB will apply to all of them. So thanks, Mr. Chair, for giving me the time.
Certainly. Anyone else for the stack? If not, I have a couple of questions myself. And I'm going to ask this to Anita first, and then possibly Dwayne could chime in on it. I have heard some talk about not a complete prohibition of laying people off, but you can lay off some people as long as it doesn't go above a certain percentage of your total staff, I guess full-time equivalence staff. Is there any clarification on that? Is it a complete prohibition against any layoffs whatsoever, or is there some availability, you know, wiggle room there?
I've not heard that at all, James, but Mr. Lark might know. Dwayne?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Anita, for deferring. In fact, your understanding is correct, that there is a formula, and the whole purpose, I believe, Congress had in mind that there's sometimes when you've gotten so bad in a situation and this little water that they're giving you to put on the fire is just not going to be enough. So you're going to have to lay off folks. So there is an FTE formula. And then part-timers are included in that formula to make up an FTE, which is called full-time equivalent. And that's where the CTAs that Anita is referring to. I've conferred with at least 10 CTAs on webinars, and I try to take the average of what they're saying because, you know, like I said about attorneys and doctors, they can all give you a different opinion. So I like to listen to a lot of them and see which ones are more consistent with the others. But to answer your question more definitely, yes, it is a formula by which you are able, because your business just can't afford to keep them.
Thank you, Dwayne. I have another question, if I may, for Anita. Anita, I was going to be delving into some of these matters further down in the agenda, but since you brought it up, I think maybe this is a good time to ask you.
But before you do that, Mr. Chair, I think it's important. Before you do that, an addendum to what I said, that's when I refer to the two-month window as opposed to the 24-month window, because if you take the two-month window, expend your money, then you're less likely to run into issues of laying off. But if you try to stretch that money out beyond 2 months, 6 months, 12 months, you're still in that window of getting in trouble in terms of forgiveness for laying off. And to Chris's point, it's not a matter of losing the right for forgiveness if you use that money for other things. You can go to jail if you use that money for things that are not articulated. So it's deeper than just not getting forgiveness. You can go to jail for misappropriating and misusing the money.
Thanks for that warning. And hopefully Lydia and Neto can work together, and perhaps Arthur can keep an eye on that, and we can hopefully keep ourselves out of jail. That would be good.
Chris, for the sec.
Go ahead, Chris.
I just have one quick question for Dwayne. My understanding was that the extension was done to 24 weeks rather than eight weeks. Is it 24 months?
We have 24 weeks.
That's what my understanding was.
That's my understanding, okay. But the larger point I was trying to make was that we ought to use that two-month window, that eight-week window, and not go beyond it, because if we're going to lay folk off, and we probably have to at some point, you don't want to be in that 12-month window and you lay folk off and you are jeopardizing your forgiveness because you may not be within the FTE, the tolerance and the formula that's been done. But I would lay to the CPA to make that calculation, but I would take the 2 months, take care of the stations, let the stations use that money that they otherwise collected in fund drives for other stuff, and I think that's the best way out.
Mr. Chair, can I have a follow-on point?
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I agree with Dwayne here. I think this is really, and Lydia has characterized it this way as well, I might add, I think this is an opportunity for us to get our budgets in order. I mean, you know, the situation isn't going to be any different when the PPP funds run out than it is now, other than how the characteristics of each individual station have changed on the ground during that time. So this is an opportunity for us to breathe a deep sigh, knowing that we have, you know, 2 months to get our organization together. And if we can buckle down and get serious about it, it's a very, very welcome relief, because otherwise we'd just be scrambling to plug all the leaks as the ship slowly settles in. And so I'm very, very thankful for this. I'm very grateful that this worked out. But in 2 months, we're going to have to be in a different spot than we are right now, or we're going to work ourselves back into exactly the same position that we find ourselves in today. So the NFC should be invaluable in that, and I hope that they'll get cooperation at the PNB level and at the station level. So I'm looking forward to this period for us to really get cracking on this and get some work done. And thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And yes, I hope you've noticed that number eight on our agenda is budgets, with exactly that in mind that you just spoke of. Anita, I'm going to take the floor for a moment and go back to one of my other questions. And it had to do with, you mentioned the viewing of the accounts, having access to view the accounts. And I'm just wondering, without mentioning any names of any of our personnel, but perhaps maybe referring to stations or just in general, can you tell us how that's coming along? I believe you did reach out to some of the GMs in order to effectuate the motion passed by the PNB that NEDA be granted access to all accounts for the purpose of viewing.
Yes.
What's happening, the activity on the accounts. How's that going?
It's going well, I think. I saw some activity today from a couple of the stations where they are actually working on it by having reached to the bank and say we need access to. And quite frankly, it is for Tamara and one other staff member to be able to view. So I think that we'll have the information we need. It's just going to take time. But I will report at our next meeting. We should have it.
Wonderful. Yeah, and if you could emphasize in your report, if you have any trouble getting access in any particular area, perhaps we could assist in that. And along the same lines, we have discussed in the past some stations, I think specifically WPFW and WBAI, are using Mass 500. And I believe the other three were not. Have you had any chance to, or has there been any movement on the part of those who aren't using it to either at least inquire or to show any interest in using it? How's that going?
Well, we really have not done anything either from our part or theirs. I mean, right now everything is being keyed in into the accounting platform, Great Plains. From there, we alert them, just so you can know, I'll lay out sort of the process. An email goes out to them letting them know that we're ready to close. Could they get everything in? This is journal entries, deposits, all their AP that, you know, invoices, regardless of whether they've been paid or not, that they need to be expensed. So they work on that. They let us know if everything is in. We turn around and log in remotely and bring out, import the data into an Excel spreadsheet. And that's really how we're doing the consolidated P&L, if you will.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but to answer your question, we've not made any progress, quite frankly, in getting them over to Mass. I really do think that we need to probably start working on that, but I would never assume or work in isolation with that. I would obviously want your support on it.
Yes, I understand that completely. And as I understand from our previous conversations about this in the committee, there were benefits to Pacifica to doing that, not least of which would be a decrease in the cost or the time needed for the accounting process. So this would still be a goal. It is still something that we should have in mind to work toward.
I think so, because, you know, from our perspective, it's going to be, we provide for each station a scanner and they scan to us the information. So we're keying it in on our end. And we would be as current as they are in sending us the information. So, again, we can let them know when we get ready to close a month and they have the opportunity to review their financial information. And then, of course, then we go through a hard close. Once that's closed, we're extracting the reports, if you will. And obviously, for the purpose of consolidation, would be much quicker for us.
Right. And then finally, again, along the same lines of taking advantage of economies of scale and using common procedures so that the work can be imported to software efficiently, is there... I understand that the chart of accounts that we're using are not uniform, and would this, I mean, I guess WPFW and WBI are using common charts of account, but perhaps the other three stations are not. Could you just speak for a moment on that and what we could do to improve that?
Well, I mean, we could work with the station and see if they are opposed to us, perhaps changing the description, if you will, because they're not all common throughout the organization. So if you want them all to consolidate up, you know, obviously it would be nice to do that. Also, there is no room for growth almost in the way the sequence of the numbers. So it's definitely a project that we could work on. Hopefully, once we start working on the 2019 audits, and maybe I could have another team working on that also at the same time.
Do you have any sense that there's any reluctance on the part of employees who might need some training in the use of Mass 500 or, you know, making their procedures and their charts more uniform? I know sometimes when people are accustomed to using one system, they are reluctant to try and switch over, and it even causes anxiety about, you know, job security and such. So I won't ask you if you get a sense that that's there. So I think we understand that that can be there in any situation like that. So perhaps we could look into some training that could bring people into a better position with that. Any other questions? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Anita.
Oh, I was going to say, obviously, we could do some training on it also. That's not a problem.
Oh, that's something Netta would do.
Yes, we could do that.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Good to know. Any questions from anyone else? Anything
R.
else?
Paul for Stack.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yes, fast question. The FY18 audit is not ready yet, correct?
My understanding, it is ready. They're waiting on a response back on the going concern for the organization.
Okay, but it's not posted yet.
Correct, it's not posted.
And therefore, we don't have an engagement letter with the auditors. And I think that this means that in the next week, we're not going to get the FY19 audit done. So, okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I have one final comment on the previous subject.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, I know that there's rumors out there, and I kind of want to help quell them and kind of educate folk that this PPP loan and the EIDL loan, commonly known as an economic injury disaster loan, those monies are so restricted that they cannot be used to pay off any other loan. And I know where some folks know where I'm going with that. They cannot be used to pay off any existing loans, government or private. They have to be used for operating expenses.
Is that it, Dwayne?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Anita, I did have one final question, and that was, there was a person who I think must have been a Bank of America employee named Maddie in the emails. That's not a net. Is that correct?
That was not the Bank of America, because actually we were able to finalize all this through a connection that we had, a banker in Denver, Colorado.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
But not Bank of America. I think it's First Citizens, I believe.
Okay, but it's an outside employee. It's not someone that we needed to know about.
No, actually, they work in the bank. They were responding. What I think the request on the last email that you saw was Tamara asking if funds could be transferred out of that account over.
Right, it's about the wire transfers, yeah.
Exactly. And there is not a charge for the wire transfers. So I think what they were sending was the paperwork.
Wonderful.
To sign off on.
Okay, are there any other comments or questions?
Nancy, just one question.
Go ahead, Nancy. Yes.
So so the money from PPP loan and the EIDL will remain sequestered in a separate account, or until we transfer to the various places. Is that correct? That's basically my question.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And are they both at the same place? I'm sorry, that was the other question.
No.
Are they both at no?
Well, Mr. Chair, this is Dwayne, and that begs another question for Anita.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Why were the loans transferred in this endemic account and not to existing operating accounts? I mean, why weren't they wired from SBA and from the government directly to Pacifica's account?
Because I think Lydia explained this on the last call, that one of the prerequisites for this bank is that they wanted those funds. It was not a have to, but they requested that the funds remain there. And it probably provided a second layer of oversight, if you will. So the funds, as they're needed or being drawn down, we would submit some documentation, of course, in order for the funds to be wired over to Pacifica's account.
Well, it's not unusual for banks who do these loans ask you to have an account with them, but by law, it's no requirement. So I know everyone I know who got the loan had them transferred directly to their own business or nonprofit account. So I just wanted to make that point. It seemed unnecessary, but if Lydia was all right with it, fine.
You are correct. It was not, they didn't say you have to. I think they requested or suggested.
It helps their books look good in terms of what went through. So as long as we get it, it doesn't matter, really.
Thank you.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Chris, I'm going to ask a question real quick before I put you in,
sure.
If you don't mind. Anita, you mentioned another layer of oversight. Does doing it this way, keeping it in the bank where the money came from, or, you know, the bank that accommodated the loan, does that in any way help prevent us from mistakenly or in error spending the money in the wrong way? Is that what you meant by additional oversight?
I believe so, quite frankly. And keep in mind, they look at it, I'm sure. We're consultants also. I know this banker. He was actually at one of the managers at the Rocky Mountain PBS station. So, again, I'll send you his email, Chris, if you'd like to see it. But it was really a strong suggestion that the funds remain there as we spend them down.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Chair, I call for the orders of the day.
Okay. So there's nothing we can do about that?
Of course there is. If somebody wants to make a motion to extend this agenda item past its 15 minutes, they can do that, except, of course, we're like 45 minutes overtime. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
People can extend. I just wanted to point out that we have an agenda and we're not following it.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I think you're absolutely correct, and I take responsibility for that, because as Anita touched on some of these items that were further down in the agenda, I just started opening it up to questions about the items that were further up in the agenda. So,
I'd like to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay. Any objection to that? Hearing none, we're extended for 5 minutes. And Chris, I think you requested the stack.
Yeah, I just had one quick question. I know that we applied for 1.2. Are you at liberty to say, Anita, what we were actually awarded in terms of the PPP loan?
I'm pretty sure it was 1.2.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Very good.
Mr. Chair,
anybody else?
5 minutes. Yeah, because we have 5 minutes, I'd like to ask Anita, because Lydia did point out that Tamara did assist her working with other CPAs on the calculation. And I just want to be clear that if you can answer this question definitively, fine. If you can't, I'll understand. But based on the formula put forth by the law, did they maximize? So I want to believe that 1.2 was the actual maximization of the 2.5 calculation of the overall payroll that Pacifica has.
I would say yes, that it was done exactly as that. It's an average, as you well know. But
yes, I just want to make sure it was maximized, because with the IDL loan, EIDL loan, that's a wholly different story. So you answered the question sufficiently. I think that it was maximized. That's what's important.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Why don't we go? Go ahead.
Thank you.
Nancy, did you want the stack, or were you just saying thank you?
I just wanted to say thank you to Anita for helping us get this going.
By all means. Well, I'm hoping that Anita will stick around with us for a moment as we go on to the budgets. But I'm sorry, did I cut you off, Anita?
No, I'm still on here, absolutely.
Very good. Okay, why don't we move on to number 8 now? So this is budgets. As mentioned,
Point of order.
Yes?
We never got to use of common procedures and stuff. Did that just sort of meld in?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain, that we had been discussing that all along. And I apologize.
Well,
I know you have to make minutes out of this mess. Yeah, that's
I'll be happy to write out what I said. Would that help you?
It would be helpful to me.
Okay.
Teresa.
Teresa.
Thank you.
I'm just saying we need to pay attention to the agenda items, please.
Right. I know it makes it difficult to write the minutes. I appreciate that as well.
Nancy to the stack.
Well, Nancy, let's decide where we are now.
That's what it was a question about.
Okay, well then go ahead.
On number 7, did we deal with access for NADA to all Pacifica accounts yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, Paul, are you okay if we call us done through 7 now and we go on to 8?
Yes, of course. I just,
Okay.
So, yeah, we're on budgets. Okay.
Very good. Okay. So, Anita, do you want to start off saying a few words? One thing I was interested in is how having budgets is going to help us sort out how these loans will work, what we can do with the loans, what we can't do with them, how we can know how to move forward utilizing the loans. And of course, we know budgets are useful anyway, but how are they particularly useful in that aspect?
Well, from my perspective, I think budgets will help you if you take like 2019, where a realistic year, obviously, and to compare it to build the budget for the new year, if you will, but also to factor in what you can pay, because from there we can build cash flow analysis. And then you can plan a strategy for paying down debt service, if you will.
Yes. Excellent. So in this topic, I know that R. Paul is quite familiar with the timeline for the budgets. I'm wondering, R. Paul, if you'd be willing to fill us in on what we need to do, where we should be in the process.
Didn't I send this out like a month, or maybe it was 2 months ago? I said
probably.
Right, I can look this up and give me a couple of minutes here to go grab something. And the complicating factor is Okay, I was just about to go up to the Yahoo group and get it, but it's not there anymore. The issue here is that last year we set up a timeline that pushed everything back by 3 months, and it still didn't work. Usually what happens is the process in past years, before last year, started in April. And if I can, let's see, I'm figuring out. I have it somewhere in here.
I apologize, okay. Well, I thought you could do this standing on your head. I didn't realize you actually needed notes like a human being.
Well, I am standing on my head. Give me a second or two here. And, okay, I can't talk and type well at the same time. Give me like 60 seconds and I can probably bring up one or two of them from the past. So talk amongst yourselves for a second while I look it up.
Of course. Anybody else have any questions for Anita on budgets?
Yes, Paulina, to the back, please.
Fred.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Thank
and
you.
And then Fred.
Anita, a general question first. Normally, any business that is preparing a budget and they're looking at prior year fiscal data and they see that there was a shortfall, let's say they were over budget, wouldn't they adjust certain numbers, categories, whether it be for expenses or for projected revenue, based on what criteria? And also, just a quick second part to that question. Wouldn't you be examining your monthly financials throughout the year and adjust the budget based on actual revenues and expenses? Thank you.
You would, but you also have to make sure there's not an extraordinary expense, once in a year, like a depreciation item, an asset or what have you. A large item where something had to be repaired and yet it was expense, capitalize it. So, yes, there is a lot of detail, if you will, in reviewing. But that is, you work with staff, obviously, to help to build the budget. And that's how we currently do them. So, and I would say that we schedule the meetings with the business manager and maybe carve, even if it was several hours, to be able to go through every line item, if you will, that looks questionable, if you will. If it's way over, well, we can't even compare it to prior year in this case. But just looking at the detail, general ledger, to see what was captured within that category. Did that answer?
Chris Corey for the stack.
Yeah, no, just a quick follow-up. Wouldn't we have to look at where the shortfalls were? Let's say we projected the revenue for line item X to be Y, and then it was Y minus Z. That would have to be incorporated, right?
Right. I mean, yes, we would review it almost from scratch. Again, we're very anxious to get the audit, the draft of 2019. We really can't do anything until we start. But those are the numbers for 2019 that we would start, the actual numbers, if you will, moving forward.
Sure.
I have a question for the stack.
Did I hear Fred or Chris before?
Fred.
I have the timelines, if anybody wants them yet.
Paul, why don't we finish the three people that are on the stack, and then we'll go to the timelines, if that's okay.
Okay.
Fred here.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, actually, my question sort of relates to the timelines, too. We did push back the generation of the FY20 budgets by 3 months, and then we didn't look at them at all, and we're now in the third quarter fiscal year FY20. So would it make sense to just drop trying to generate budgets for this year and start working on the FY21 budgets, since we're really in the time that we would normally start working on FY21? That's my question for Anita.
To me, that would be the most desirable way to look at it, quite frankly. If the committee
James, did you get me for the stack? Just wondering.
Yeah, you're next, Chris, but let's hear Anita on this.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
And also I'd like to say that even if we had FY20 budgets, they would have been blown with the pandemic lockdown in March. Everybody's budgets could not relate to that. So it's a short question.
Thank
I'm finished.
You.
Okay. Did you have a further response, Anita, or were you done?
No, I was done. And I was
okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say to Art Paul, I got the template, the attachment that's on the budgets.
Anita, your voice dropped out.
Sorry.
Repeat that.